Thanks for listening to the IBC podcast. For daily news, features, interviews and more, visit IBC365. Hello and welcome to the IBC podcast. My name is George Beaver and I'm the editor of IBC 365. On this special episode of the IBC podcast, supported by Imagine Communications, we're joined by Steve Reynolds, president of Imagine Communications based in Denver, Colorado. Imagine is a global player in the media and entertainment space, serving all of the major broadcast companies around the world, as well as the sports leagues and a lot of the venues that host live sports production. Its customers focus on two things. They either make content in order to sell and monetize that content, or they monetize content, which usually means selling advertising. And Imagine has a whole suite of products focused on those two things. Steve has been with Imagine for just over 8 years and has provided more than 25 years of technology leadership in the cable industry. He's a member of the Society of Cable Telecommunications Engineers, and has participated in many standards-making bodies in the cable and digital video industries. And he holds over 24 patents relating to digital video, interactive television, and digital devices. First up, we asked Steve how the past year has been for Imagine.
The last year, we've had some remarkable recovery from where we were 18 months ago. Obviously the entire media industry and the television industry in particular went through some pretty difficult times in 2020. For a lot of our customers whose businesses are supported by advertising revenue, the shock of kind of the global shutdown really had a big impact on advertising revenues. The good thing is that we did start to see a rebound in that even before the end of 2020. So, by Q4 of 2020, we were already starting to see some recovery in advertising revenues. And that's really continued through calendar year 2021. I think quarter after quarter, we've seen an increasingly steady pickup in the amount of content that's being made, especially new content that's being made and sports content and live content that's being made. We've definitely seen a recovery in ad rates. Most of our big customers are back to their 2019 levels or even above that in terms of what their ad revenue looks like. So the recovery across the board for the industry, definitely did occur over 2021, and we see continued acceleration into 2022 and beyond. That's kind of the business dynamic of what's happened in the course of the last year. And of course that's been, very beneficial for Imagine as a business, as we've supported our customers in that recovery. Probably even more importantly though, from the standpoint of where the industry is, 2020, was an enormous catalyst to help move forward a number of really important technical initiatives that the industry has been talking about for a long time. I'll give you a couple of examples of that. Obviously the ability to do things like remote production and remote master control and being able to run a playout operation with a fully virtualized and remote staff. In 2019, that was a thing that we were talking about, on stage at IBC, and we had some cool PowerPoints and we had a couple of proof of concepts working. Now that has shifted into the mainstream. Because of the demand of kind of the social distancing and the need to protect facilities and in-staff facilities, so much of the workflow got moved out of the facility. And Imagine was in a really good place to help some of our customers drive that forward very quickly because of the investments that we had made in the prior 5 years. Obviously, Imagine is one of the companies that has been leading the industry in the move towards fully IP-based production, leading the industry into virtualization of production and playout systems through the work that we've been doing with cloud playout and cloud origination. So a lot of the investments that we had made were suddenly at the forefront of what the industry needed. And we were in a great position to respond immediately when the industry came to us with requests for those things. The other big dynamic that changed in 2020 was this rapid acceleration of direct-to-consumer video services. And, you know, some of that was underway prior to the pandemic hitting. You know, obviously Disney had their ideas with Hulu and Disney Plus, and there were some other initiatives that were underway. But I think because suddenly the consumer base's demand changed so dramatically, the need for video and the need for a much broader video experience just exploded, you know, with the lockdowns and with people not being able to go and do the things they normally do for entertainment. We saw this enormous demand for video distributed over cloud. And probably the biggest surprise in all of that was how quickly the CTV ecosystems, the cloud TV ecosystems, and in particular, the FAST ecosystem, the free ad-supported streaming television, how fast those things evolved in just the last 12 to 18 months. And again, Imagine was in a really good position for that because we already had the ability to do virtualized origination. We already had all of our channel playout capabilities stood up in AWS. But even beyond that, we had the monetization capabilities because Imagine sells platforms that do ad sales and ad traffic and ad insertion and optimization and reconciliation so that, you know, you can actually take an ad and turn it into an invoice to send out to an advertiser. We already had all those systems. So, you know, in a way we were just very well positioned, for what the industry's been through over the course of the last year. And I think it is in large measure because we're one of the only companies that services both sides of the industry. We're both on the make and originate content side, and because we're also on that monetization side. So it put us in a really good position to be responsive, and it put us in a really good position to help some of our customers very rapidly advance these initiatives.
Steve then talked us through Imagine's latest products and services.
The bulk of Imagine's business had already shifted to a software model. We are primarily a software company at this point in time. We sell software licenses to companies that want to do virtualized production. They want to do virtualized origination. They want to create CTV channels and FAST channels. They want to put in ad sales systems. They want to put in ad traffic systems. That's all software for us. There is a portion of our business that still is a hardware business, and that's primarily in our networking product line. Everyone in the industry is familiar with our Selenio network processor. It's become the industry's leading gateway for IP. And so, you know, through the course of COVID, we were selling SNPs as fast as we could make them, because what the customer base and the systems integrators and the sports leagues and the guys that build the production trucks, what they realized was that SNP was really, you know, kind of the Swiss Army knife processor that they could use for any kind of IP-based production and contribution application. On the ground, in the venue, in the truck, in the stadium, there's still, or in the studio, there is still a need to have, you know, a device that is the physical interface to the real world. Cameras need to input into something. Microphones need to input into something. And that device is the SNP because it's got such advanced capabilities for things like, up and down conversion, format conversions, color space conversions, all of the gateway functions to go from SDI to IP and to interchange in between the IP formats to do, direct contribution into the cloud using a format like JPEG XS. I mean, those are the things that this new world of remote production and cloud-based production are demanding. And so we are still selling quite a bit of hardware in that area. But by and large, you know, we're either selling people software directly or we're offering that software to them as a SaaS operated in public cloud.
We asked how things have been affected by COVID.
The journey had already started pre-COVID. I mean, let's just be really clear about this, right? The journey towards IP-based networking started 6 or 7 years ago. And, you know, with the development of first 2022 and then 2110, right? The IP, the SMPTE standards that govern IP, that was well underway. That technology is very mature now and it's very well understood. But the move towards cloud-based production really accelerated it. The move towards cloud-based origination, right? So people talk about play out in the cloud. We look at that as being a much more broad topic than play out. It's not just a matter of taking a play out server and moving it up into the cloud. There's a lot of companies have done that. They take their existing, software-based play out system and they lift it and they shift it up into Amazon. That's not what we're doing. We've actually built a fully virtualized origination system, and origination includes playout, but it also means being able to originate assets for a VOD system and to make sure that all of the markers that are required, all of the SCUDI markers that are required to be able to do dynamic ad insertion are properly placed into those VOD assets. We can originate assets for cloud DVR. So if there's an operator that wants to have a time shifted service where they're recording off their live to air material so that someone can play it back later, our origination system can do that. We can originate fast channels. So channels that are not intended for transmission at all. These are channels that are specifically constructed in the cloud to be transported across the cloud to a device that's connected to that cloud. So it's a purely IP cloud play intended to be consumed on a device that supports HLS or MPEG-DASH. That now becomes the transmission format. So, Imagine has this origination system. And again, we host with Amazon and have done quite a lot of work with the Amazon team to integrate that system directly into their fabric. So instead of that lift and shift model of, I'm just going to take my playout system and put it in the cloud, we've fully integrated with things like MediaTailor and with the Amazon storage infrastructure. We're integrated with Amazon's dynamic ad insertion infrastructure to do monetization. So there's a lot more than just saying cloud playout, right? You've got to actually build a multi-platform origination system that can handle all of the platforms that an operator wants to distribute for, and that can connect with all of the consumers that want to watch that platform. I mean, that's really the name of the game, right? Is connecting to that vast array of consumers who increasingly are fragmenting. They're moving to dozens of different platforms. And so if you're an operator, if you've got content and you want to get that content out to out to your audience, you've got to have that kind of flexibility. You need that kind of multi-platform origination to be able to do broadcast and interface with your cable and satellite partners and, localization for your affiliate feeds and then all of the different OTT, CTV, FAST, SVOD, AVOD, all of those different formats. The new world is you've got to be able to support all of that from one single origination system. And Imagine is the company that builds that system.
And now a word from our sponsor. We are Imagine Communications, and we help media companies make and monetize TV. Our customers are the innovators, influencers, and idea makers who inform, entertain, and shape the way we experience the world. In the grand scheme of things, we recognize that we're just contributors to someone else's big idea. We're proud to be a part of it. Visit imaginecommunications.com for more information. We asked Steve what the future holds for linear TV.
Yeah, linear TV is going to be around for a long time. You cannot talk about the future of linear TV as an all or nothing proposition. People lock themselves into that mentality, and it ends up driving a conversation that's not really grounded in reality. So the conversation needs to be how much of my business is going to remain in linear TV. And we've actually just finished up some pretty detailed research on this, and the pattern is going to be different from region to region, right? There are certain regions, North America, Western Europe, right, that and in particularly the US and the UK, There are countries and there are regions that are going to move more quickly towards a fully kind of session-based delivery model, right? It's going to be on demand, or it's going to be OTT, CTV video. And that's going to happen because the infrastructure to distribute that exists. There's broadband in those markets, and consumers are able to connect directly to cloud. And there's content providers that are bringing all of the content that is desirable into that kind of a cloud distribution model. Even in those markets, even in those most advanced markets, by the year 2030, our research shows that between 40 and 50% of television ad spend will still be on linear. So by the year 2030, in the most advanced markets, half of the ad spend is still being spent on linear television. Now, in other markets, other geographies, that's going to happen a lot over a longer period of time, or in some markets may not happen at all, right? So you're going to see some markets in 2030 where 70% of the ad spend, the video ad spend, is still going to be on linear television. So, you know, for the advice that we give to our customers customers who actually operate networks and television stations and broadcast and sports distribution, the advice that we give to them is you need to start looking at your operational platform as something that in the long term is going to have to support all of these different models. You're going to have to support a linear distribution model and a digital distribution model. You're going to have to support a linear selling model and a digital selling model, a linear ad traffic model and a digital ad insertion model. We toss around the word hybrid a lot, but I can't think of a better word to describe that scenario. This is a truly hybrid operation. And if those operators don't find a platform that they can use to unify their operations, their expenses are going to go up. Their operating expenses will go up. If you have to have a linear platform operating in a silo with a digital platform, with a VOD platform, with an OTT platform, with seven different CTV platforms, Roku and Fire and all of those CTV platforms, if you're trying to operate those things in silos, it's going to impact your margins and it's going to impact your bottom line. So the operators that we're working with who are the most proactive about this are looking for ways to bring that entire operational environment into one unified origination platform and one unified monetization platform and really bring their entire business back together.
We asked, who are some of the companies Imagine is working with?
One of the first things that we did with Sinclair was to help them take a group of networks, they call them their national networks, and migrate those into Amazon. So they're actually doing the live 24/7 playout of those channels out of Amazon. And the playout for those channels, it's thematic, right? It's material that's already been created. There's no live integration that's running as a part of those channels, but it is running fully out of Amazon. Then we worked with the Sinclair guys to move the tennis channel into a similar kind of hybrid model where the origination systems are sitting in cloud. Their master control people sit on the ground. And they're operating in that kind of a cloud to ground model, but taking advantage of that kind of a unified origination out of cloud.
Finally, we asked Steve what the next couple of years will hold for Imagine.
So looking forward into 2022 and 2023, I think that the trends that we've been talking about are things that we expect to continue. I think this idea of being able to serve video consumers wherever those consumers are really has become kind of a guiding principle for the industry. You know, this notion that the audience has fragmented, it's a one-way door. Consumers have a lot of control now. They can pick the platform they want to watch on. They can pick the device they want to watch on. They can pick the service provider that they want to watch from. A lot of content is available from multiple service providers. And so there's real choice. That That has caused the audience to fragment. There's no question about it. There's not one big ubiquitous TV audience in any country anymore. And that trend, that consumer-driven trend, is just going to continue, which means that from the supply side, the people that make television and the people that distribute television and the people that are trying to monetize that audience, that television audience, are going to have to continue to evolve their platforms and invest in the solutions that they need in order to unify that origination and to unify that monetization. One of the things that has worked really well for Imagine over the course of the last couple of years is this strategy that we call Your Path, Your Pace. And what that means to our customers is we have the technology, but we also have the flexibility in order to work with those customers to help them map out a trajectory that works for them. There is not a one-size-fits-all approach to moving production to the cloud. There is not a one-size-fits-all approach to moving origination or monetization or distribution into the cloud. Every operator has a set of different business constraints, as we were talking about earlier. Every region and every country is moving forward at a slightly different pace. And so we need to be flexible in order to help our customers adopt the technology and adopt the model for moving forward. What we can bring to the table, though, is a lot of expertise and a lot of experience at having done this. We have helped some of the biggest broadcasters in the world and some of the biggest advertisers in the world move forward down this path towards this multi-platform audience reaggregation future. And, you know, we're happy to bring everything that we've learned and all of the products that we've built and all of the partners that we've worked with to the table to help other people solve those problems in every geography of the world.
Our thanks to Steve for sharing his thoughts on the industry and to Imagine for supporting this episode. And if you want to find out more about the products that Imagine offers, visit imaginecommunications.com. And that's it for this episode. We'll have more episodes of the podcast coming up in the next few weeks, and you can listen to them all via your usual podcast providers and at ibc.org. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.